Welcome to the State of Energy. I'm Rand DeWitt, and that fine-looking gentleman over there, that's Tom Clark, Executive Director of Rocky Mountain Propane Association. He is the expert, and it's good I'm telling everyone that you're good-looking since this is an audio.
Yeah, I mean, can you see me?
I can.
You got the camera turned on? I think maybe I don't necessarily look better, but at least I sound better, because where are you recording from today? Obviously, you're not in your studio.
No, I am up in the Bay Area.
You're on vacation.
Just no, not on truth. Vacation. Well, I am at a golf course in the office, in the back office of a golf course right now, doing the show up in Walnut Creek, Boundary Oaks. Thank you, Kiana.
Well, it's been a while since we've been off for 2 weeks, because I had an event last week, and then you had an event to go to 2 weeks ago. So welcome. I'm glad to be back. So,
Wayne, just for the record, I mean, you were at a golf course last week, right? When we couldn't record. And I'm at a golf course this week and we are recording. I'm just saying.
I see where you're going.
So folks, so we want you to know that propane is energy for everyone. It's not only when wind, solar, electric, and hydro fail. When we're not anti-electric, wind, hydro, and solar. We just want them to catch up with the greatness that propane provides right now. The affordability, the abundance, and everything that propane can do to improve your life.
Yeah. I mean, propane is an energy that's affordable, it's abundant, and it is energy for everyone, because it doesn't take a whole bunch of extra tax money. It doesn't take you don't have to be super rich and wealthy to use propane. You can use it from anything from cooking on your barbecue to running your whole entire house, heat, power, cooling, your business, your farm, your vehicles. So propane's here and it's clean and it's available right now. We don't need any magic stuff to happen in the future to be able to continue to use it and be clean with it. Where a lot of these other fuels, like, there's stuff that still needs to be invented in order for it to run the country that we're talking about doing here. And that's the craziest part about some of these clean energies that are out on the table is it's not ready, and propane is here and it's ready right now.
Yeah. I mean, for instance, this story on NBC, first gallons of renewable propane autogas in Virginia was just delivered to Petersburg. Police and shuttle vehicles in Petersburg received an ultra low emissions upgrade due to the delivery of the first gallons of renewable propane autogas in the state of Virginia. And Petersburg is the first city in the Commonwealth to use renewable propane in fleet vehicles, covering 49 vehicles from gasoline to now run on even cleaner energy source, which is propane. It's renewable. It's more affordable. Let's face it. You can get four propane school buses for the price of one electric.
Man, you got to give it to these guys in Virginia. Looks like the Alliance Auto Gas guys. We've had Stuart Weedye on the show before that runs that group down there. That's fantastic. 49 police vehicles running on basically a carbon neutral fuel. And in fact, if they use some of this DME blended stuff, it'll be a negative carbon footprint, which is amazing. So these guys aren't stupid, right? They went and they looked at all the vehicles. It even says in this article, they looked at electric vehicles. They looked at all the charging stations. They looked at all the options and they decided that propane was the fuel that they could use right now today without this massive investment and without being the guinea pig. And we're talking, we see a lot of these school buses or even municipalities wanting to buy a electric bus, but they're the guinea pig now. And nobody wants to spend $1 million and then just be like, oh, this might work.
Well, yeah. And then the maintenance alone on those buses, the electric buses, are through the roof. And also the folks in Virginia understand propane autogas vehicles operating with renewable propane have a lower lifetime carbon footprint than electric vehicles charged using the grid in Virginia, which is basically what you were just talking about.
Yeah. You know, you were talking about what we were doing last week. We did golf one day, but our main event that we were doing was our annual convention there. And we had a meeting at the Propane Showcase House in Twin Falls. And the president of our association, Mr. Tom Daniels, was able to get the local school district there. And they said they have about 50 school buses that run on propane. They showed up to our event and picked up our people, our group, our participants from the convention center, and we rode on a propane-powered school bus from the event center to the Propane Showcase home. And I'll tell you what, that is one of the first times I've ever been in a propane-powered school bus. I mean, I've seen a lot of them. I've seen the engines and walked around them, but I've never actually rode in one. That thing was quiet. It was so quiet. It was a very nice Bluebird propane-powered bus, and this thing was already 10. Let's see, I think it was going on 10 years old. You're not going to see that kind of lifespan in an experimental electric bus. Those things are the battery's going to be way dead. It's going to be time to replace that thing in 10 years from now. And that's what one of the guys presenting was talking about. He's like, man, we bought all these buses because we knew that the life cycle of the electric batteries on a school bus is not all that great. You're lucky to get 10 years out of them. And in their models, they even put in for the propane bus, they thought they would only get 8 to 10 years out of a propane bus. And they're seeing these things still got another 10 years of life in them. So there's a lot to say just beyond buying the bus and putting the money into it. But the full life cycle of a propane powered vehicle versus a gasoline or electric, an electric vehicle is a lot different. So you really got to look at the full cycle of life on these things.
And I think you brought this, or we both brought it up several times, about how these giant electric school buses in the cold winter months, by the time they get warmed up so the kids can get on the buses without freezing, they have to recharge the battery again.
Yeah, they're even with the diesel, the diesel that we're using right now, these guys are talking about having to plug them in at night to keep the diesel fuel from gelling up. They're talking about having to have engine heaters on them that uses electricity to get the diesel going. And then the warm up time to get the interior warm, the engine warm before they can go. There's a lot of time wasted to do that every morning. And then when you try to attempt that with an electric bus, holy cow, those guys up in Park City were saying that by the time they got the engine or the cab warm, it was time to turn around and charge the thing, which is, you know, it doesn't make any sense at all. When you think about the money that we're wasting and then the actual technology of this bus, where it just doesn't, it's not feasible. It's a big waste of money, and somebody's got to be able to open the blinders here, and we got to use something that's available right now, that's affordable, and that's clean, and propane can do that.
Because it's energy for everyone.
Yeah, it is energy.
Like how
for
we
everyone.
Did both slogans that, together that, like that.
That was good. And it's available. I mean, even look at the gasoline shortages. There's worldwide gasoline shortages going on right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, first of all, I want to let folks know you can find out more about the state of energy and what propane can do for you by going to thestateofenergy.com. That is thestateofenergy.com. That's Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. My name is Rand DeWitt. And yeah, this is crazy. We pulled this one off NBC. Where BP says nearly a third of its UK gas stations are running on empty. Nearly a third have a run out of the two main grades of fuel as panic buying forced the government to suspend competition laws and allow firms to work together to ease those shortages. And the lines of vehicles formed at gas stations over this past week as motorists waited. They waited for hours to fill up with fuel after the oil firms reported a lack of drivers was causing transport problems from refineries to the gas stations.
There's a lack of drivers for everything right now.
Findapropanejob.com.
Even the propane industry is looking for drivers. Everybody needs a driver. So if you are looking for a new job, yeah, go to findapropanejob.com, and there's plenty of job opportunities out there. But, you know, we don't need to tell you that, because if you're looking for a job, it's not very hard to find a job today. I'll tell you that. But
the propane industry is going to grow by billions of dollars over the next 5 years. Why not get in now and get out in front on that giant tidal wave of cash?
Well, and if you are a driver and you have that experience of driving, you don't want to be an over the road driver and not, you know, be gone. You don't want to be gone for weeks at a time. A propane job is a job that you get home. You come home every night. So if you are a driver and you're looking for a new job and you want to come home every night, propane is where it's at. And it's you're in the clean energy world. So it's not like it's going to go away anytime soon, because propane is a high demand clean energy fuel for the future. And if you want to get in that industry, go to findapropanejob.com, and we got lots of openings all over the place.
And now, we were just talking about how the UK is having their big problem with gas over in Europe, and they can't look to the West for help.
No, there's another article the Bloomberg put out couple days ago. Yeah, it's like the U.S. has the same problem, right? We have our same situation. And we talked about this. We've been talking about this for a year. Probably.
I think we've been talking about this since early 2020. Yeah.
It's like, okay, what happens when all of a sudden you shut down all the airplanes and all the trucks and everything? Everybody has to stay home. Well, all the oil rigs also shut down. Right. And it's not easy to just start back up a rig. We talked about this. I predicted that this little shortage was going to come sooner than it did. But,
Tomstradamus.
It wasn't that hard to predict. I mean, you shut everything down and then you start it back up. There's going to be supply issues, and you're seeing it on everything, everywhere you go. You can't get a straw or a cup, or you can't find certain plastic items. There's a lot of
apparently all the straws are off the coast of California, little turtle's nose.
They're in a turtle. They're gonna find all the straws when they start digging for that battery, the lithium out in the ocean. They have to get all the straws up first, and then they'll find the lithium.
And something else we have to discuss here, because I'm seeing it all over the place and it's driving me crazy. There is not a shortage of propane in the United States. I repeat, there is not a shortage of propane in the United States, folks.
There's not a shortage of propane. We have propane. The problem is trying to get it from where we have it stored to the consumer is going to be a little challenging this year, because drivers are in shortage. Pipelines are being, they're being either hacked or forced to be shut down, right? I mean, it's not easy right now to be in the energy business. So if you are a consumer of propane and you see the sign at the gas station, I saw one the other day, and there's a sign that says, no propane due to national shortage. What they're talking about was the actual tank at an exchange place, because there are some steel shortages. There's a nationwide steel shortage. We see it on pretty much everything that people are trying to buy right now. And that means that those little 5 gallon or 20 pound cylinder, whatever you want to call them, those are in high demand. And it's because everybody's ran out and bought a couple extra. So Rand, you don't need 18, 20 pound cylinders in your backyard, you know, just one or two for your grill and your turkey fryer and whatever else you got back there. But you don't need to hoard a bunch of propane tanks.
There are guys out there that, you know, I'm going to go get a whole bunch of these and people will pay me five times what they're worth. They should arrest those guys.
There's probably a few of that going on, but
there's one in New York. Remember, he had like 200 freaking tanks in one building.
that guy was an entrepreneur.
He knew there was going to need to be a bunch of patio heaters that winter.
But yeah, you know, you don't need to have that many tanks. But what happened was people started panicking, and you know, and they're thinking about the future. They're trying to protect their family, and they're thinking about all the crazy stuff that can happen. And a lot of people want to prep for that kind of stuff. So it's not that there's no propane. It's just everybody is buying all the tanks. So we're trying to produce as many tanks as we possibly can. And of course, supply chains are tight, transportation's tight. And so those things are slowly coming in. We're getting more and more every time, every day, but there's not an official shortage of the actual product. But I would like to just tell you, if you are using propane this winter, be a little proactive. Don't think that you're going to, you know, just be the last guy and just wait until the last minute to buy it, because just like everything else, you might have to search for something coming up this winter. So be proactive. Call your supplier. Make sure you're on the schedule and you got all your ducks in a row, because you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, even though we kind of predicted some random shortages, man, this has been the craziest 2 years that I've ever known, and you just never know what's going to happen. So be a little proactive this year.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Do you really want to go Christmas shopping, get your whole list together, and go on Christmas Eve? No.
Everybody's talking about even the Christmas gift shortage that's coming up. You flew home from our event that we went to, and you text me a picture from the airplane. That was your photo you took.
Yes, it was from the plane looking at Los Angeles out over the water.
There must have been 100 freight ships sitting there.
Yeah.
Waiting to be unloaded. And that is unheard of. Usually there's only one or two is some of the news I was reading. But again, everything is shortage right now. Everything that you look at, there's some type of product that's unavailable. So don't be caught up with your propane supply being the last guy in line to get something. So just, again, there's no shortage, but be proactive this year.
And again, we are the State of Energy. That's Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. My name is Rand DeWitt. Find out how propane can improve your life by going to thestateofenergy.com. That is thestateofenergy.com. And some great news out of the state of Texas. The Propane Council of Texas, called PROCOT, because we love acronyms, PROCOT. It's a nonprofit propane marketing and educational foundation. They've launched a new propane appliance rebate program. And this program will assist Texas homeowners and businesses to be able to save with new propane appliances. Through the program, Texas homeowners and businesses that purchase qualifying new propane appliances can earn rebates of up to $300 on a new propane furnace or boiler and $300 on a new propane water heater. There is a $600 cap per Texas household or business, but that's a very positive move, and hats off to the folks in Texas.
I can't believe you're plugging Texas. We got what?
I was teeing you up.
Are they paying you?
I was teeing you up.
Are those guys paying you?
yeah. Longhorn State sending me money.
I'm gonna get a hold of the Texas Propane Association. See what kind of side gig you got going on with them. Hey, look, we also have rebates available here in this area. If you're looking to replace a wood burner or an electric appliance that's, you know, maybe it's an electric water heater that's super inefficient, we've got a $200 rebate. Two per household. If you're looking to replace one of those appliances with a clean burning propane appliance, we've got those rebates available. You can go to your propane retailer, tell them you heard about it on the State of Energy. They've got those rebates available for you. And really, what it's for is to make sure that it's installed safely, because like we've talked about in the past, there's some guys out there that, maybe they're not doing things the way they should be done. So in order to make sure that your appliance was installed properly and safely, we've got these rebates, and it gets paid if you have your propane and your propane company come out and inspect it and prove that, yes, this was installed properly and safely. And then you can mail it in and we'll send you a $200 check for that appliance that you installed.
You see how well I teed you up on that? You know, no, since we've been talking golf the past couple of weeks, I was like just a giant golf tee. And
well, you smashed it out of the park. I would have
you smashed that golf ball out of the park.
out of the canyon. We were up in Twin Falls. It was a great canyon. I would have said, you know what, Rand, I'm done with you. You're gonna have to go work for Texas. But we are the most listened to propane show around the world. On the planet. Yep.
Yes. How are we at right now? Are we close to 40 countries?
41 countries, 756 cities. That's massive. Thousands and thousands of downloads. Yeah, I mean we get listened to a lot. The top 5% according to Listen Notes of all podcasts.
That is amazing. Are we gonna start having to do in the show like in Swahili or something?
Yeah, so as we end this show here, I want to do a little trivia with you because you've snuck in some trivia on me before, so I got this one for you. All right,
yay!
Are you ready for this?
Okay, let's do this.
All right, so we've talked a lot about gasoline shortages. We've talked a lot about electricity. There's a big push for clean energy, right? And we're trying to clean this all up. And the magical answer is let's electrify everything. So let's just play a little game. How many gallons of oil and gas do you think you consume every day? You as a person?
20.
20. That's quite a bit. Well, you consume 2.5 gallons a day. So there's about 1 billion gallons of oil and gas used every single day. Actually, it's 848 million gallons of gas and oil used every single day in the U.S. So that's a lot to displace, 1 billion gallons a day. But how many gallons of natural gas or a gasoline equivalency of natural gas do you think you use?
20.
Jeez. Two point two. So a little bit less oil, a little bit less than oil and gas, but we're using 30.5 trillion cubic feet of natural gas every year in the United States. That's a lot. That's a lot of natural gas. Now for the last one, how many pounds of coal do you use every day? 7.8 pounds per person per day of coal used. 1 trillion pounds of coal is used every year in the U.S.
And that's only going to get worse with more of the electric cars that we're trying to shove down everyone's throat and whatnot.
We cannot remove all of these billions of gallons per day, trillions of pounds of coal. You can't remove this and say electrify this country is going to save our environment. We've got to reach out and use other things like propane, renewable propane, and all the other great things that we can do with propane.
And you can find out more by going to thestateofenergy.com. Find out how propane can improve your life, improve our planet. Go to thestateofenergy.com, find out more. And I do have one more trivia question before I... Now, you've given me a couple, now I'm going to give you one.
Let's hear it.
And this is for the audience, so we can let you figure this out. When Tom and I were in Reno together, how many shots a day of alcohol did each one of us have?
That doesn't count. You can't count like the... No, that doesn't count. You can't play that. 20.
The number's 20. The number's always 20. Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. Thank you very much, sir, for sharing your wealth of knowledge.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
I'm Randy Witt, and we're always online at thestateofenergy.com.